Is this the first time that that the band is going to an event like this?
I believe about 10 years ago, the band was invited to go to this same Memorial Day parade in Washington, D.C. So it's kind of by an invitation only. And obviously the parade organizers would love to have a band represent every state in the nation for this. But there's just some that, you know, they don't participate for finances, for one reason, and it's a very long trip, and it's difficult to get that many kids and parents mobilized to move so far across the country. But the invitation did come this year, and we're happy to have accepted that and looking forward to making the trip to D.C. in May.
Is this an audition process of some kind, or how'd you all get in the middle of this?
Well, the invitation comes, and then there's an application, and I believe the directors did submit also a performance video that the parade organizers look over and say, okay, that's great, we'll take you.
So the reaction when you got the invitation?
Surprised, obviously, excited. Typically, the band travels out of state on a trip every 3 years, and this was not to be the year for that. So when the invitation came for this and the approval from the administration at Bryan ISD came for this, we were thrilled. And then the reality hit that, oh, my goodness, we have a huge bill to pay for here to get these kids to Washington, D.C. And we're happy to do that and are calling on our community now to help us make it happen.
How many members of the band and how many others will be going on the trip?
There are we're planning on about 100 students making the trip. There's about 140 in the band, and there's going to be some conflicts, you know, scheduling things like that, and some that just are not going to be able to make the trip for one reason or another. And then we'll have, for those 100 students, 10 chaperones, but then also additional family members who are going to go on the trip and support the band students while we're there in Washington, D.C. as well.
In addition to the actual performance, what else is part of the trip?
Actually, we have 2 days built in for viewing lots of different monuments and memorials and attending a few concerts there as well. So the kids will have the opportunity to see many, many things that are very relevant, you know, with the classes that they take all throughout school with American history. And unfortunately, just not everyone in the country gets to take a trip to Washington, D.C. to see those places where history happened. And so these kids will be able to do that. And, you know, for a lot of them, it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime event, leaving the Bryan College Station area and leaving the state of Texas.
Well, let's get to the business at hand about the fundraising and what's going to be part of that.
Well, the cost per student is going to be about $1,500. That is all inclusive, with the exception of a small portion of meal funds, which they'll need to be coming up with on their own. So as a band booster organization, we decided, you know, we wanted to try to help out in any way that we could with this. You know, we've got our own kids in the band, but then, you know, there's lots of kids who, you know, for one reason or another, their families, you know, are financially strapped, and this is a hard time of year for that. And so we really felt like, you know, we could dig into the community and say, you know, hey, this is something that's a really, really worthwhile effort and something we really needed to get people involved in. And what better way than to just, you know, get the information out there and say, you know, we really would like your support.
And how does one go about finding out more information and to make a donation?
The Viking Band has a website. It's www.bryanvikingband.org. And on that page is a tab for the Washington, D.C. information, and we have added a link on there to donate via PayPal. So with a PayPal account and a credit card, someone can go on there and very conveniently make a donation to the band. And there's not a small enough donation and obviously nothing too large either. We'll take whatever we can get and be happy with that.
And since you all found out that you're going to be doing this, what's been the student reaction?
The kids are very excited. They were extremely excited about the opportunity to take an out-of-state trip, obviously. And something of this measure just adds to it, the performance aspect of it. And the parade is televised to overseas, to the military, and in various markets throughout the nation. And so the opportunity to be seen by people around the state and around the nation was obviously intriguing for the kids.
And I also noticed in the news release that this commemorates the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of World War II, and a lot of us remember that as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's a little later, but because the way that the parade falls, they are doing a commemoration for that as well. It's sponsored by the American Veterans Center, and they felt like, you know, with the 70th anniversary of D-Day coming so close in the Battle of Normandy and liberation of France, that, you know, this would be a great way to tie them both together and to bring, you know, some nationwide attention to that, you know, anniversary date.
Is there anything else that I've missed?
We obviously would like to get as much as possible in a quick manner. The families for the band kids are going to have to start making payments toward this trip. We have a deposit that's due from each student who's interested in going next week. So we would like to maybe have this the majority of the funds within the next couple of months. So timeliness is of the matter, you know, here and making those donations quickly. But you know, the trip is not until May, and so if things trickle in, you know, after the first of the year, we'll certainly take those and be very gracious for them.